Mishpat Dav Chav Zayin Amen Aleph Sech Vav Kama. It says the Gemara so the last thing we learned was that if you fell off a roof and it was unintentional, you still chayev for hezek, because the person is always responsible, but you don't pay for the four other items, because they're only done if they're done intentionally. And but if you fell off on a normal one, you are chayiv for the four things as well, but you put it from baishas, because baishas you only chayiv if it was done deliberate. If it fell off a roof that from a wind was an abnormal wind, then the whole thing was unintentional, then you also put it on the four things as well. But if you, as you were falling, you turned around to protect yourself, so then it was deliberate, you know, you had no intention of baishas, but you deliberately wanted to fall on that other person, then you chayiv for baishas as well. How do we know? The time to be learned. B'mashma, don't we know, Shenemar, it says, if two people were fighting and one of their wives went to protect her husband, and she stretched out her hand and held on to a certain part of his body, B'shilcha Yodah sent out her hand, and Yedea Shezika, that she held on. Matama Levzika held on, Lemelach, Kivan
Shezika?
Yeah, and Yedea Shezika, of course we know that he held on. Yeah. Matala Shezika, why would she stretch out her hand? Lemel will tell you, Kivan Shezikavan Lahazik, once you have intention to cause damage. And then you have to pay for shame, even though the intention was not to shame him. You had other intentions, but it was deliberate what you did. Then Vayish, you have to then pay for shame. You placed a call on a person's heart, and the person lying there just let it stay. Then he died, partly because he should have removed it. A big deal, you put it on his clothes when he got burned. Why are you chayiv? Because maybe the person didn't remove it because he said you're responsible anyway, so you're going to pay. Why should I remove it? Both these dinim we learned on yourself with your potter, and if you put it on his clothing, then you're chayiv. It's not we learn. Kavish all of the ur. You push somebody into a fire, take a mime into the water, and you couldn't get out. He died. Chayv, chayv. Doch for the teichu the mime v'yochel al-mishom. If you pushed him in the water, he could have gotten out. Umeis, and the guy didn't get out and die. Potter, you are potter because he could have walked out. So we see clearly from here where if he could have saved himself, and he didn't, then you are exempt. About four lines from the end of the parak. The big day. What about his clothes? Now we learn. Koras ksusi, rip my clothes. Shavas kadi, rip my, break my barrel. Chayiv, yichayiv, yuchayiv. Why chayiv? I invited you because it doesn't give you the reason why I invited you is because I know that if you break it, I'll charge you and take you to court, and you'll have to pay. So therefore, you're not excused. But if he said clearly, I'm a nas lift to potter. If he says I'm rip my clothes on the condition that you won't have to pay me anything, then you are potter. Now the master question, boy, you're not a question. You placed a coal on the heart of his slave, Mao, and the slave could have taken over. He didn't, then he died. Do we take a goofy dummy like a person, and it didn't by a person? We just said before is that if he could have saved himself and he didn't, then you are potter here too. Or you can mind dummy, or as far as the ever is concerned, you're right. But since the ever belongs, is a possession of a master, and it's like we said before by his clothes, that if you put it on his clothes and he didn't take it off, you're still chayiv because he thought he can go to Bezalel and charge you. It's the same thing here. And for the imtim to lemme kigufutam, if you can tell me that since it's a living thing, he could have taken it off. What about shoyde ma? What about your cow? If I put something there that he could have, the shoyde, if he had seichel, could have removed it. Am I responsible or not? How did the person resolve it? Avdei kigufa, he's a human, he should have had enough seichel, take it off. If he didn't, it's his fault. Of the shoyde kiyamayna, your cow is like your possession, and therefore you're responsible. And if the cow doesn't have intelligence to remove it, so you're totally responsible. End of the peirik. Hadrich alav keitzer regel new peirik. Mishnah. Since the last Mishnah we spoke about is the responsibilities of a person, so this Peri will talk about the responsibilities of a person and his damages. A person placed a jug out in the public domain, which you have no right to place things in the public domain. Reuven put it down in the public domain. Came along Shimon and he slipped. Vishavra, and he broke the barrel pot because you shouldn't have put the barrel there. We'll see Gemara why. Because Gemara will conclude, because people don't generally look so closely when they're walking, so you shouldn't have placed it there. But im huzakba, not only did he slip on it, but he actually got hurt. This person, Shimon, got hurt. Then Balachov is chayiv, the owner of the barrel, is responsible because he should not have placed it in the middle of the Shusharabim. Says the Gemara, I don't, a side issue, Posach Bekad, you started off saying Reuven placed a kad, a small jug in the street, V'siyam Bechavis, and you concluded that somebody else tripped on the big barrel. Are we talking about a kad or a chavis? And we find similar instances with Tanami. We learned other cases with the same idea. The mission is not very particular. It starts off with one and ends with another. Zeba bechavisa. One guy is walking with his barrel down the street. We'll see later. Zeba bechavisa. The guy's walking with a beam. Nishbara kaddish. Zeba bechavisa. And they both bumped into each other. And this guy's barrel broke with that guy's beam. Partly because they both had a right to walk in the street. And it says they watch. Pasar bechavis, and he starts at the zeba bechavisa, and then it says nishbara kaddish. V'sayim as yet. Same kaddish. Starts with a large barrel, ends with a small barrel. It's nanami, third case, zebo bechavisa shayin. This guy comes with a barrel of wine. Zebo bechadish shadvash. This guy comes with a small barrel of honey. Nizdika chavis shaldvash. If the barrel of honey cracked, the shofar zeyena, and this guy poured out his wine. The heat says, honey, it seems that it's worth a lot more than wine. So this section, Reuven's walking with a barrel of honey, and she's walking with a barrel of wine. And the barrel of honey cracked. So Shimon decided he'll be a hero. He poured out his wine, and with his good barrel, the heat says advash, and he saved all the honey, the teicha in it. Ain loy elos eschare. He only gets paid not for the wine that he lost, because nobody asked him to do that, but he gets paid for the time that he spent taking care of how long it took. Again, pasuk bikad v'sayim b'chavis.
It's starts a little different because you're taking two different people carrying two different things. This last one is a bit different to the others. Because the other one talks about bringing a barrel but damaging a kad.
Yeah.
But this one is two people. One's got a kad of shem of chavdvash, and the other one's got a barrel of shem.
Yeah, but why? Again, why are you talking? The halacha makes absolutely no difference if this guy's a kad. Why are we talking about chavis and kad? Why are we in the same story? Amar Papa Papa says, "Hainu kad and chavis teach you that halachically a kad and chavis are the same din." That if I go to buy something and the meicher has a right to sell me either a kad or a chavis, even if I told you clearly I'm buying a chavis, you can give me a kad. What are you talking about? Kad is small and chavis is large. Ilema ba'asa the kad le kad chavis. People call a small barrel a kad. And the chavis le kodu kada and a large barrel of chavis. Hola kodu, what do you mean? I ordered a chavis, I pay you, you can give me a kad. Like tzricha, we're talking about a case, the ruba kodu le kada, kada le chavis, a chavis. The majority of people call a chavis and a kad a kad. The economic, but there are a minority of people, the kodu le chavis, a kad le kad, they go the opposite. So mountain, I would have thought, the buyer says, I paid you, I wanted a chavis, you gave me a kad, zil basarubi, you should have followed the majority and give me a chavis. If you don't follow the majority when it comes to money matters, and therefore, too bad. Tais already says it makes...
Our Papa is basically saying that the Mishnah is teaching you an additional thing in terms of kinyan and mechel, yeah. Of
kaving. Chavis and kad, since it's interchangeable.
If it would have been only written...
you would never know this.
No, if it would have been written only kad both times. So
yeah, so then you would never know this. You would never know this. They did.
Make no difference.
First of all, there's all the Shayim asked, why don't you just see how much money he paid? And you could tell what he wanted, a small barrel, a large barrel. So Taisa gives one answer, a simple answer, but the difference in price is very, very minor, so you can't really tell from that. There's a machlekes if you say, Hochemom and Acharev and Ach. Shmuel says, Ain Hochemom and Acharev and Ach says, you do. So according to some of the Shayim, this Gemara follows the opinion of Shmuel, Ain Hochemom and Acharev and Ach. Others, even according to Rav, this is a different kind of a story. Kay says also that it works both ways. If I already gave you the money, sorry, if I already made a kinyan with you to buy a kad, and the seller then says is ready to give me a kad, he says, no, where's my money? If I don't give you the money, I want a chavis. Kozma, I didn't give you the money, I'm not mechuyvet to pay you, and I want a chavis. I call kad and chavis. I'm from the minority. It works both ways. The seller or the buyer can use that. And Tais asked the famous question here that everybody, all the Achreinim, Tais and his brother had a big argument and so on, and everyone talks about is, doesn't the whole concept of Ein Hochemah Ma'arev make sense? Because when it comes to money matters, we say we follow the majority. Majority of people don't know the difference between the second day of the month and the third day of the month, so we're going to kill, even though we say the Eidim are contradicting each other, because majority of people don't. So we go after a Reiv when it comes to Misa. And the whole idea of a bezin is two against one. So we go after the right. And yet we say, how does that work? So Tez explains when it comes to a bezin, He doesn't talk so much about the other question I just said, but it comes to a bezin when it's not two against one. The thing is that the majority rule is as if they all it's unanimous. One guy can't come along afterwards. But that's a dinner fascist. Yeah, but the point is that if the psak is as if it's unanimous, no dying is right to say, oh, I was lenient, by the way, it was the other two guys, because there's no such thing. The psak came out of the bezin. Mashenk by money, there's always a miyat there, and that's why the rov cannot is not absolute.
Got areas of kinyonim where you need to identify what the language was, like with workers. You know, what did one mean, what did the other one mean, right? So how do you think you put that sort of a halacha there rather than here where it's talking about Mamash
Shabbat, which is Rabbi? Interesting, yeah. Get back to your mother. The Mishnah said, Barach Shuv, and put down a barrel in the middle of the street to Barach Nizkah. Shimon came along and slipped on it, Vishav, and he broke it, potter. Why is Shimon potter? Right now, the Gemara thinks that people are of the mood, so the Chayda Shimon should be responsible. He slipped and broke the Keli of Reuven. He should be responsible. For the Gemara, my potter, the boy, the unit, amazing, should have looked where he was walking before he walked. The Gemara gives three answers. Amrit Veirav, Yeshiv, Rav said, Mashmei, the Rav named Rabbim, and Malay, the Shus, Rabbim, Kolochav, is right. The person Shimon is responsible. We're talking about a specific case, and the case is talking about. The street is full of barrels. He had no choice, and he walked, and wherever he broke. What you do? So it's just a rabbi. Otherwise, but if it wouldn't have been full of barrels, one barrel, then he slipped. He talked to Shimon is responsible. People are responsible. You got to take care where you're walking. Shmuel Amar Ba'afel Shalom. I was talking about at night. It was dark. He couldn't see. You're right. During the day, Shimon was responsible. It was at night. He couldn't see. The Yechonah Bekenah's office was a corner when you know the road that was intersecting, and he was a corner. And then as he turned, right there was the barrel. He couldn't have seen it, but otherwise he would be responsible. In all three, Maraim hold, otherwise it would be responsible. Here's an exceptional case. And the Mishnah, first of all, does not work out. It'll work out either according to Shmuel or Rabbi Yechon, but not according to Rav. Rav said he filled the entire street with barrels. My idiot niskel. So why did the Mishnah say that if you slipped, you are potter? If he slips, you have a lot of break. It's a shusher rabbi. Now let me go. So I'm out of break my way through. The Mishnah seems to be saying that the only time Shimon is potter is because he slipped. But if Shimon deliberately kicked the barrels, of course he'd be chayv. But according to Rav, you didn't give me a choice. You blocked the entire street. What right do you have to block the street? So why only if I slipped? Amar Azvin Mashed Rav, that's not a kasha. The reason why we use the case of slipping is for the second case, if he tripped and he got hurt, then the original balabas of the barrel is chayv. It's only the guy slipped. If Shimon deliberately kicked and broke barrels and he hurt himself, then too bad. True that Reuven had no right to put the barrel, but you hurt yourself. Even if he broke it, she would be potter. He slipped. I want to say in Sefer Imhu, the Baal Chav is Chayb in Iskal. And there, Dafke in Iskal. When's the Baal Chayb? Only if he slipped. Abo Shavu, if he broke it, no. My time, who the Azik and Nafshe, because it's his own fault. That's why we talk about slipping. This was said Abba said to Ravashi, Ula gave a different answer. Argues all of these three Amoraim. Lefisha ain't darkon shabnei adam lihis bainim bedrach. People don't really look where they're going, and therefore it could be middle of the day and you still potter Shimon because he doesn't look down. You should. Reuven should never put the barrel there. You don't park it in the middle of the street.
So would you say if it was like if it was as I keep going back to my example, it was a market day. For certain days, people put their stuff in because they didn't sell.
Yeah, that's like that'd be different. Yeah. Have you there's an incident in Adoy? We will soon see there's an incident in Adoy. The Chayev Shmuel made them Chayev because Shmuel Shitase holds that you're responsible. The only time the Mishnah holds Potter called Shmuel is it was dark, but during the daytime you're responsible. Not like Ula said. Bipum Bedisa the Chayev Rav the Chayev. Freddie Malabishlam Shmuel Bishmaite Shmuel rules that you're Chayev because it's consistent with his view that only at night you're Potter, but during the Chayev. El Rav Leima Kishmuel. Really, Rav should say hold like Shmuel. Amar Papa says that Papa Karna the Atzra Havi. It was a corner that was next to an olive press.
But this was the place of Rav, wasn't it?
But this was the place of Rav, yeah.
Yes.
No, Surah was the place of Rav. But this Nadai was a place of Shmuel. And Surah.
In terms of time, it's two different times.
Yeah. Rapapa says, kind of that's not what you were saying. It was from an Al Press corner. The Kivin the Bishop's Gavdi at a corner of Al Press. What happened was a lot of people could line up and if it's busy inside, they just wait outside and they put down their barrels, the empty barrels, waiting for their turn. See, Boyle Luni Mazel, and the guy walking should have seen all these people and he should have been careful. Then everyone is made, that even Ula is made, that you should have been more careful. So Rav Chisda Nachman, Rav Chisda says, Nachman, another question, nothing to do with this. Hadi Amru, we have a rule. Lidikuva, this is the rule of Dayanim. If somebody gives somebody a kick with his knee, it's embarrassing. Shalosh, you got to pay $3 for embarrassing somebody in public. Will it be to give him a kick with your toe, with your foot? Chamesh, you got to pay $5. Listen, Akkadis, if you take the saddle of a donkey and you whack somebody, then Shalosh Esi, pay $13. Lepando de Mora, what about if you use the handle of a shovel, or the kupina de Mora, or the end of the shovel? Mai, what would it then be then? How much do you have to pay? Shalach Lechizda, Rav Nachman, who was there, they were all in bubble, and we learned before in the end of the first paydek, you don't collect any knosa of the bubble. Shalach Lechizda, Chizda, knosa kamagbi, the bubble, what are you doing? You're collecting knosa in bubble? It's not really knosim, but you collect knosim in bubble. What actually happened here? What's going on here? Because in bubble, you don't normally collect knosses. What are you doing over here? You're collecting $3 for this, $5 for this. Sholchle, he sent him.
What's the priest quoting when he says Harei Omu?
They say the Dayanim. Dayanim in bubble.
So what's
the,
if
the
Dayanim Bavel said this, what's
Rav
Nachman questioning?
Rav Nachman said, I don't believe Dayanim Bavel can say this. How can I say this? There's no dini knosses in Bavel. Shalach, he sent back to him, the Hugagusa, the story is as follows. There was a gargusa, there was a source of water. This was where all the fields got their water from irrigation. The Beitrei. No, not hitting him. It's a law. If somebody smacks somebody, you pay this amount.
It's
injury and then the shame.
Okay.
See, the smacking is not so much shame. But kicking me the foot is much more embarrassing. Ahugagusa, there was this well that they used to use to irrigate the fields. Today it belonged to two people. They worked on an arrangement that they alternated each day. One guy came, and one of the guys, let's say, who was supposed to be on Monday, decided on Sunday he'll also take some water. Amalei, so the other guy said, hey, 1 second, today's Sunday, it's my board, my day. Monday day, Shimon, who's Monday, didn't ignore him. Shakal panda the mother, and machia. So Reuven took a shovel, and he gave him a whack. What did he get away from the water? Today's my day. Amalei, so Nachman, that's what happened. Then meya pandi be panda lemichi, should give him 100 whacks. And this is a famous Gemara. Filu leman damer lo yavid injil nafshei. There's a machlekes if you're allowed to take law in your own hands. But mokim say the avid injil nafshei. But everyone agrees if I am going to have to go to Bezdin, in the meantime I'm going to lose whatever it is, and I don't have any time to go to Bezdin, I can take the law in my own hands. What's the story? So the chayda, if you're taking away the water, and the water in the well might dry up, so therefore there's a pseido over here, and therefore I have every right to stop you from taking water. Or if I go to Bezin, I won't know how much water you take. How do I know how much to charge you? Aditma, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loy Ovid Yinjil Nafshe. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to take the law in your own hands. Rabbi Nachman Amar Ovid Yinjil Nafshe. You're allowed to take the law in your own hands. So the Gemara says like this: Hey, Chadikib said if I have to go to the interim, I'm going to have a loss in the interim, and for example, I won't know what the loss is, and I won't be able to to get it back. Is Luke Kulei Amar Pligid Ovid Yinjil Nafshe? You're allowed to take the law in your own hands. There's no law, so you can go wait a few weeks and go to a bezin and collect, and you have to go to a bezin, or not. That's machlekes. Rav Yehuda says you cannot take the law in your own hands. Since there's no laws, lazel kame daina, go before dying. You could take the law in your hands and keep it the medina of it, since it's rightfully yours. We don't have to bother. And the Shulchan Aruch puts a lot of limits on this, but basically he's talking about the only time you're allowed to do this is if it's your own object. If I know that you owe me money, you stole money from me, I cannot steal your money. I owe you money. I can't hold it back. I'm not paying you, because that's totally wrong. He's talking about a case here where, for example, you have my object. If you have my object, then I can take my object back. If I don't have time, let's say you're using it, and by the time I'm going to pay it, it'll be all ruined and so on. Moshe Rokanim has a few questions, and each question will define it further and further. It says, Ben Bagbag says, Al tichones lechotze chaveira, don't go into the yard. Let's say your friend, and even if he has your item, but he took it to his house, it's your item, you cannot go back and get it. Do not go to your friend's house, litlus, and take back your own item, shalaybe, shusba permission, shema tiro ganef. It will appear that you are a ganef, and the eyes of the people, you're a ganef. Yeah. Ella Shavaita Shinov, you can break his teeth. Give him back my object. I can force you to give it back to me. I can't steal, you know, clandestinely walk into your house and take it away. Now, so therefore, my question is, you see, clearly from here, that Ben Bagbag says that even though it's my object, I cannot take the law of my own hands. So he said, Imcha, this is your best question you have. Ben Bagbag, Yechidohu. Ben Bagbag is a lone opinion. No, please get up on the letter, bon agin. They said, he cannot go. What kind of question is that? We're talking about a case here where there's no pseida. If you leave it there for another week, there's no pseida here at all. And Ben Bagbag says that you're not allowed to take it back, but the Chacham say you're allowed to take it back. And I'm not going to pack a Chacham. That even there's no pseida, you're allowed to take it back. However, Rabbi Yana disagrees. My shavar shina bedin. Me take him to the Tzeder, because according to everybody, we don't want you to appear like a bedin. Even according to Nachman, in this case, we don't want you to look like you're going to to look like a ganef. If so, why does it say tell him? But if the bezin is the one who's talking to him, the bezin should be saying in plural. I'm taking back my own. If the bezin is the one who, if he made an appearance in the bezin, then the bezin is the one who's giving him all the instructions. Kasha, that part is a technicality question, but the halacha is like this answer in the Gemara. It's the father himself. Yeah. Toshma coming here. Another case was talking about violating the law in your own hands. Shoyd, Shaola, Gabba Chavedo, you have Reuven Shoyd and Shimon Shoyd. Reuven Shoyd jumped on top of Shimon Shoyd, Lahoga, with intention of killing it. Ubo Balatachin came along, the owner of Shimon Shoyd was on the barim, Visham, and Ashaloy, and he pulled out his own animal to save it. But not for Lelian. As a result of that, the animal above fell down the mace and he died. Potter, you are Potter. Because you were saving your animal, and directly you killed that animal, so you're potter. Now, lochayda, my love, why are you potter? And you took the law in your own hands. My love, isn't it talking about a case of a mu'ud? Aren't we talking about a case of a mu'ud? The lekup say that, let's say your animal would have died, what would you have lost? That guy had to compensate you the full value. You lose nothing. And yet you're allowed to take you lose nothing. Okay, that's not called losing. That's not called upside. So therefore, you can then go and yet we allow you to take the law in your own hands, pulling out your animal, you killing other guy's animals. So we see that the Ovid Dinah, the Nafsha, even a place where there's no upside. Says we're like, no, but Tam, Dik upside. No, by Muad, maybe Takin allowed to. Maybe Takin, Rabbi Yehuda will say that in a Muad where there's no loss, you're not allowed to do it. So we're talking about Tam, you're only going to get paid half the value of your animal. So you're about to incur a loss. So therefore, you're allowed to take the law in your own hands. Freddy Mori Hachi, if so, you tell me to Martam, aim a safer. Then tell me, explain me the end of the Braisa. It says there, Doch Foyle Elyon, instead of pulling out your own, you pushed the animal above, down. The mason animal died, Chayiv, you are Chayiv. Now, why you Chayiv? If it's a Mu'in, it makes sense, you Chayiv, because you know you get fully paid back for what you're willing to push it off. But if it's Tam, you're about to lose half the money of your animal, so you get all nervous, so you therefore you weren't thinking straight, and you pushed all the animal, why should you hold responsible? V'ibetam amai Chayiv, says the mother, you know why? Because even though you're all nervous, Shahayilah Shamta, it's so easy for you to just pull your animal out instead of pushing the animal from above down, then, and V'lay Shamta, it's your own fault. That's why. Toshmai, next case, we're still having this argument of Nachman of Yehuda, whether we say over the Nishnaf Shanad, Abihuda says, no, Nachman says yes. The next case, we're trying to prove Toshmai coming here. I'm a Malik, Chotze, Chaveda, Kadi, Yain, Bekadi, Shemin. Reuven has a field, comes along Shimon, and fills up the entire yard of Shimon, of Reuven's yard with barrels. Shimon filled up his Reuven's yard full of Shimon's barrels. Bala Chotze, the owner of the house, Mishabe, Vyotze, Mishabe, Vnichnes. He has to get out of the house, he can break all the barrels. And he can go back into the house. So the chayde, see from here that what? That is, why Mishabir? If there's no hefsid, he can just work his way around. And yet he says clearly, Mishabir and Nichshav Yaitz. What does that prove? That Ovid Yer Nafshe, even there's no pseida. A Raya to the Nachm. So it's the same thing. We're saying that even the guy he's staying there, it's no hefsid here. There's no hefsid. And yet he's allowed to take the law in all hands. It's a right of Nachman that you're allowed to take your law in your own hands, even there's no loss, because this is mine, rightfully mine. So you want to know, this
is what. No, you wouldn't have to pay for it.
And you're potter.
Pardon? Obed Dinan. You as the guy putting the stuff in there, and you don't have to pay rent. That was you using this guy's yard.
Yeah. So he learned before, then he has a right to do that. You're not allowed to do that.
What?
He has a right to put his barrels in. Then end of Zelle Chosse. You have no. The you don't have to pay.
So
yes,
I'm saying you need.
Yeah, for sure. You have to pay. Yeah.
If this place wasn't for rental, and the guy wasn't there, but the owner wasn't using.
Yeah, but but the Braise says the guy is inside the house. So where is he right
he's
now?
He's got an obstacle.
No, but where is he? I mean, he is using it. He's in the house.
Oh, he's using it as a path.
Oh, that if he's there, he's there. Whole word of Zenin Lechon says, you're not there. It's not being used at all. Yeah, but he's there. Says the Gemara. You know what's talking about over here? Talking about over here is, on Nachm Yitzchok, Meshabed V... No, we're talking about much more than that. There's a dispute here about the ownership of the field. What do you think the guy put his barrels there? Because he claims that the yard is his. So to show ownership, he filled it up with barrels. He populated all these barrels. On Nachm Yitzchok, Meshabed V'yaitzei Lebezen, Meshabed V'nichlis of Zechiyosav. It's talking about here that the guy is going to court. There is a loss over here. Because the other guy is taking a claim, and he put all his barrels there to show that the yard is his. So therefore, I have to go quickly and run to Bezen. And therefore, we have every right to go there. And there is a pseudo here. Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow.